well-kept secrets of Canadian banks are being exposed. Confessions of an ex-banker reveals all the tactics that banks and investment firms use to make millions in hidden fees by selling products that they wouldn't even buy for themselves. John Callis, ex-banker, certified financial planner for almost 20 years, and whistleblower, has witnessed it all, and he is sharing it with everyone. You'll learn investment strategies that your advisor doesn't want you to know, how to eliminate thousands of dollars in hidden fees every year, how to negotiate the absolute lowest rate for your mortgage, how to get the highest interest rates for your GICs, and much more. And now, the host of Confessions of an Ex-Banker, John Callis.
All right, everybody. Hello, and thank you for joining me here again on Confessions of an Ex-Banker. My name is John Callis. I am a certified financial planner here in Montreal, Quebec, and I run the independent financial planning firm called Merit Financial Planning. So it's March 3rd, so some of you may be asking, what the heck am I doing recording part 6 of 6 episodes of the Unbiased RRSP Advice Corner on March 3rd, a couple of days after the deadline has passed? Well, I'm doing this because I want to make a point. And the point is that RRSP season, quote unquote season, is not a once in every year event. Let's say, yeah, you have your deadline as to when to make your RRSP contribution, but really managing your money in your RRSP is 12 months a year. It should be done, or it should be looked at. It's not, you know, do it the final day, make your RRSP contribution, put your money in some kind of mutual fund, and that's it. And then, you know, come back to it next year. Now, this is something that most advisors in the industry, unfortunately, do. They basically have your money in the RRSPs, and then once a year they might call you to make the contribution, maybe review the funds and how they're doing and what their rate of return was and all that kind of stuff. Pretty much stuff that you can do on your own by researching online. And they don't give, you know, and that's it. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, because your portfolio needs to be reviewed. It needs to be rebalanced. And I'll give you an example right now. The markets have done extremely well over the past 6 months and even longer. I mean, it's been one of the longest bull runs in history, going back to 2009 before or right after the market crash in 2009. And what's happened to your portfolios? Now, if you have been doing the right thing and you've sought advice to figure out what asset allocation you should have in your portfolio, asset allocation, I mean, how much should you have in safety and how much money you should have in stocks. And let's say, for example, that you originally had a portfolio mix of 50% safety and 50% stock. Now, when the markets go up, all of a sudden your 50% might become 60% or 65%, because the markets have done so well, the equity portion or the stock portion of your portfolio has gone up tremendously, which now puts you in a risk level that's a lot higher than what you should be at if you filled out, or if you had an interview with a financial planner and you both figured out what your tolerance for risk is. And let's say, for example, that you did have a 50-50 split. Well, then all of a sudden, the riskier part of your portfolio has gone up in value, and now you're overweighted in stocks. You're taking too much risk based on your comfort zone. So it's time to rebalance the portfolio. So sell a portion of the equities that have gone up so much and buy the safe stuff, which is pretty much what you hear people saying, or I should say, this is what buying low and selling high is all about. You're selling a portion of your portfolio when the markets are high so you can rebalance the portfolio and bring it back to 50%. So this is again the most important step, and what will contribute the most to your success in your RSPs is the rebalancing and the reviews. And as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't happen often enough. So that's why I think the RSP portfolio should be looked at on a regular basis, not only when it's, you know, a couple of days before RRSP season. Now, I'll tell you for a fact that many people have money in their RRSP, and the money is sitting in the original safe account that I suggested that you do in step one. If you don't have a plan, park your money, park your RSP contribution in something safe that's liquid that you can cash out anytime to buy another type of investment, and always all within your RRSP. So I can tell you for a fact, many people just do their contributions and the money just sits there. Nobody calls them to advise them that, you know, something should be done. They're earning less than 1% and they're not getting anywhere with their money. That's the lack of advice that people are getting. And I'll say this again, I don't think the onus is on the investor to be looking at these things. You know, a good chunk of people don't have a clue about what type of investment they need to buy in their RRSP, or lots of people don't even know what an RRSP is, or for that matter, a TFSA or any other kind of investments. They need the guidance of a financial planner to lead them. And unfortunately, that type of advice is not offered. It's available, but it's not offered. And that's the issues with, especially with banks and services in the branch itself. So don't leave your money sitting around doing nothing. You know, review your affairs often. Look at the types. I mean, go over your goals first of all, and I'm going to just review the initial steps. Review your goals after you've made your RSP contribution. Review your goals with a financial planner to let them know exactly what you're looking for, and for that matter, is it attainable? Some people might have goals that are just not attainable based on the amount of money that a client has, or based on the amount of contribution that they need to make, or for that matter, based on when they want to retire. I mean, if you know you have $20,000 in your RSP and you're 30 years old and you want to retire at 50 or 55 and you're making a $2,000 contribution, it ain't happening. There's no doubt about it. So someone needs to guide you and tell you if your goals are realistic or not. And then once we figure out what the goals are, find the proper asset allocation. Again, this with the help of your advisor. The advisor should give you a questionnaire that might have, you know, 10, 11, 12 questions, and that'll give him or her a good idea of how to construct your portfolio based on how you answered the questions. And the questions are, you know, volatility type questions. When will you need the money? If your portfolio drops by 20% in 1 year, what would you do? Would you sell right away? Would you keep things the way they are? You know, they show you charts of volatility, meaning, you know, an equity portfolio, for example, could rise as much as 50% over 1 year, or it could go down as much as 50% in 1 year. So, you know, those are investments that many people are just are not willing to take because of that type of volatility. So you need to figure out the asset allocation, which means the mix between the types of investments that are out there. And a financial planner should be able to help you do that. If they haven't and you have your money with them, ask it. I mean, again, the onus should be on them, but ask them to review your portfolio, to review your asset allocation. And then once you've done that, you figured out what asset allocation you should have, then it's time to pick the actual investments. Many people start with choosing investments, and actually that should be the last step. We're putting, let's say, the horse in the carriage in front of the horse. So we're choosing investments before we actually look at the asset allocation that we should have. That's the last step. And you know what? That's all actually probably the least important step, because once you figure out that you should have, let's say, again, 30% in Canadian stocks, 10% in US, 10% international, 10% small companies, and the rest in safety, all right? Once you figure that out, choosing the investments becomes easy. And the best investment to choose for each of those categories, as I've mentioned before, are exchange-traded funds. Why? The fees are negligible when you're buying. When you're buying a mutual fund, fees can run up to 2.5%, and in some cases, 3%. If you're buying a diversified portfolio, diversification meaning, you know, some money in safety, some money in guaranteed investments, and some money in growth, you're looking at anywhere between 2% and 2.5% in fees. And when you're looking at buying at exchange traded funds or ETFs, the fees are really negligible, up to, or I should say, as low as 0.05%. And, you know, when you're looking at international equities that you're buying for your portfolio, then they can go as high as 0.3%, which which is, again, close to 2% less than what mutual funds charge. And if you're not in mutual funds and you're in some kind of investment, again, that your firm has created themselves, and it's specifically for clients that have investments over a certain amount of money. In other words, if I don't have an account at, let's say, CIBC, I can't access those portfolios. Whereas if I have a discount brokerage anywhere and I want to buy CIBC mutual funds, I have access to them. But there are certain programs that firms offer that are only available for their clients. The fees are lower because the clients have a little bit more money, and it's really available for clients that have more money. Now, more, how much more? It could be $50,000, it could be $100,000, depending on the firm. But all this to say that even those portfolios will charge you between, I'd say, 1.5% and 2%. So they're a little lower than mutual funds, but they still overcharge versus what an exchange traded fund can offer you. And when you run the numbers, if you know how to do this, I'll encourage you to do it. Let's say you're saving $5,000 a year, okay? And, or I should say this, you can calculate how much of a difference in your portfolio 2% makes. So when I run the numbers for my clients, I usually do them twice, because I look at the numbers and I say, my goodness, is it that much? 1 or 2% over 20 years, if you're investing $5,000 a year, comes out to tens of thousands of dollars more in your pocket if you're paying, let's say, 0.5% versus 2.5%. The numbers are really incredible. So it's definitely worth doing your homework on these things. It's definitely worth looking for a financial planner, I've always said, who is independent. There's a few here in the Quebec area. Across the country, there's more, but it's catching on here a lot more in Quebec. And again, find someone who doesn't get paid based on the product that they sell. And that's unfortunately what happens mostly in banks. That way, you know you're going to get unbiased advice, because there's nothing in it for the financial planner when he recommends something. So that's the reason why I did episode 6 on March 3rd, just to remind you that RSP season is not really a season. It should be looked after 12 months a year, and you could be making contributions for that matter anytime before this period. And as a matter of fact, it's probably better for you, because your money starts growing earlier. So that's it for now, guys. It's 12 minutes that the episode's been going on. I usually like to keep them about at this amount. So I hope you made your RSP contribution. And if you haven't, well, then too bad. You can make it now, but it'll count for next year. So that's it again. I thank you very much for joining me. If you have any questions, always write to me if you'd like at john.kalos, K-A-L-O-S, at meritfinancialplanning.ca. And remember, money is a good thing, but it doesn't come with instructions. Get yourself some good advice out there, unbiased, independent advice. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Confessions of an Ex-Banker with John Kalos, brought to you by Merit Financial Planning, where our certified financial planners are helping Canadians keep more of their money every day. Applying what you learn in this show will save you thousands of dollars every year and give you an insider's look at the strategies that the most famous investors have been using for years but have been hidden from you. To find out the exact amount you could be saving right away, call us for a free consultation at 514-819-3370. That's 514-819-3370, or visit us at meritfinancialplanning.ca and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.